Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Well, here it is Thursday already. The days are certainly flying by.
Not Thursday, Mr. Postmaster. It's Friday.
Friday? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. See the calendar? Remember on Wednesday, you were doing some cleaning up around here.
Yeah.
Well, I think you turned two pages of the calendar instead of one.
Oh. Well, I guess that shows that it doesn't pay to clean up too much.
Oh, my sentiments exactly.
I should think so. Confuses things. So it's Friday. Well, what do you know about that? Very little time left for letters in this week, or actually in December. Is there anything in the mailbox, Miss Message?
Well, there's always something.
Now, let's look and see. What you got there?
Well, I've got a letter from Viola Fields.
Oh, she's from Arota, isn't she?
Sure is.
Uh-huh.
Viola Fields says, "Dear Santa Claus, I've been a very good girl this year, and I hope you will give me all of the things that I'm asking for."
What's she asking for?
Well, this is her list. She would like a Light Bright, a Bonkers, Payday Game, Othello, a Connect Four game, a Numbers Up game, a Pogo Stick, a Hoppity Mickey Mouse, a Baby Wet and Care, a Kissing Barbie, and a Candy Color and Curl. Thank you, Santa Claus. Love, Viola Fields.
Well, I guess Viola leaves Santa a long enough list so that he can pick and choose from things. Here's a letter from Mark Kessner. And Mark, who has written this himself and written it very nicely, says, "Dear Santa, thank you for what you brought me last year. This year I want a remote control Jeep. I also want a dirt bike suit and a digital watch." I guess that's the one without hands, a digital watch. "And if you want to bring me a kabuki bicycle and not anything else, you can do that," says Mark Kessner. "And I would like some surprises in my stocking. I will leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Mark Kessner." Oh, there's another one who's giving Santa a choice there, Miss Message.
Let's see. I think this one was hand-typed by Chris Dibble. Done very nicely.
It certainly was. Chris got it all on the lines and everything.
"Dear Santa Claus, this is what I would like for Christmas. A remote control Trans Am, a watch with hands, three pairs of corduroy pants, and a Cub Scout belt. And please bring Edwin Strum a 4-inch tractor trailer. Get Daddy a red sweat jacket and Mama a gourmet rack, and get Jesse a turbo racer. Thank you, love, Chris Dibble. P.S. I've been a good boy this year."
Chris is from Gordonsville and has taken care of everybody in one very efficient letter. Nice going, Chris. This one, this is from Philip Hager, another one who wrote a nice letter all himself. And Philip writes, "Dear Santa Claus, thank you for my pretty sled that you brought me last year." "Okay," says Philip Hager. "Now, this year, I want a new Huffy racing bike, and I want a racing suit with a helmet. And I also want a pair of winter gloves and also a pair of boots." Philip Hager's letter goes on. He'd like a football and a football suit with a football helmet. And then he says, "If you will get me a mini bike, that is a Honda M50, and I want it to be all red, if you can get me a mini bike, do not get me anything else that I want. Love, Philip Hager." Philip and Mark Kessner must have been thinking the same way, giving Santa a couple of choices there. Anyway, Philip Hager says, "I will leave you some hot chocolate and a candy wreath." Oh, boy, Philip, that sounds really nice. Now, there are a few letters here. You know, it's interesting how sometimes letters kind of get stacked up. And I remember some of the, in years past, we've had letters from all of Ms. So-and-so's first grade class and Ms. So-and-so's second grade class. We haven't heard from, from a kindergarten earlier this year, and one that sounded like it was from a class, but not too many. I don't know what's wrong here. Maybe people have got everything they need and they don't need to tell Santa Claus anything. But that's it with these letters. So I just pack them on in the mailbag, kind of lonesome looking. Stick them. We'll use one of the smaller bags. If you be all right. All right, that's all done. Except there is one thing, this message.
What's that?
Well, this note, I have it right here. Mm-hmm. It reminds everyone to go and hear the famous singing Christmas tree at the Orange Baptist Church on Sunday, December the 16th. That's so popular, they have to give two performances. One will be at 5:30 in the afternoon, and one is at 7:30.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me. I went last year, and it really was beautiful, remember?
Mm-hmm, I certainly do. It was beautiful. Now, I want to make a note of it. Right now, 16, 5:30, 10:30. Right, that's so I won't forget now.
And let's not forget to close up shop for tonight.
Right you are, Miss Message. I'll see you then Sunday evening and again here on Monday night. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster, and so long until Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.